Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics,
killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you are listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 20 already. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and acronym for Man in the Street. As a matter of fact, for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. Feel free to call 646-478-0944 so you can be on live. Kind of like the 512 area code with a 413 and a 216-400 and a 216-804. So, again, if you have anything that you'd like to send, like music or commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can either hang up to call back to get in on the conversation or press one. I do need to give you a few things you can look forward to and try to catch, because a lot of these programs will let you air your voice out as well. Speaking of Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also check out on the YouTube page Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr., numeral 1, and Hip Hop Workshop, numeral 2 on Twitter, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. You could also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, and that music listening pleasure is www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, the webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also, as I prepare to go through my phone lines, I would like to say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queens Court at 6 p.m. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, YouTube, Miss Commentary, and then Cleveland, M-I-S-S Commentary altogether. Then you space and go to Cleveland. Also, I should say on Twitter, Man in the Street 13, Temp Labor. If you're looking for something on the website, www.templabor.org for jobs. Also, thelogtv.com. And you can check out Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records on We Are Cleveland. For a lot of Cleveland artists themselves, I see some people on the phone lines. I will get to that in just a moment. I'm going to at least take 3 minutes or less to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Most times rallies don't count. If they did, I would think that the numero uno event that happened was the Palestinian Stop Bombing the Gaza Strip rallies that took place, I believe, Friday night to Sunday as well. Sunday's just yesterday at Public Square. Wow, I wish somebody called into the Art McCoy radio show yesterday to let us know what's going on. But I have a feeling we'll get into that much sooner than later. But the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Suave Gotti's music page. Number 9, Dinero with Run It Up. Number 8, debuting Sir Knock with the promotional for the Rain video that's coming up. Number 7, Dontell Wright, I Win, featuring Mandy Malone. Number 6 is Joseph Motley Jr., the Mark Morant story, 2,000-plus views, Mr. Powers, the finals of Soul Jam, Black House Sound members. Number 5, I Am Piranha with You See It. Number 4, Facebook Community Cleanup. That's Community Cleanup Day, which was last Saturday. Number 3, debuting Facebook, Tanisha, 46th. Birthday Party. That's Tanisha with a T-E-N-I-S-H-A, 46th Birthday Party. Number 2, debuting Facebook, 73rd Street Community Block Club, and K-A-L-A Healing Garden City Cleanup. Number 1, moving up, is the Greatest R&B Legends Music Awards. The actual event had a nice pre-party on that Friday. After party on that Saturday, a breakfast yesterday, the Delphonics, Odyssey and Company, Cats, Dave Tolliver, Joe Little, Jeffrey Charles, the VIP section was nice. I have all of these people on the phone lines, so let me make sure I do what I'm supposed to do and go to the 512 area code 512-413. You start us off. Number 1 tonight, how are you doing out here?
Hi, I'm doing good, thank you.
No problem. Who am I talking to this fine evening?
This is Shireen. I am a Palestinian American who lives here in Cleveland, here to just chat about whatever questions that you might have on the issue.
I'm glad because, you know, I was blessed to attend a few of those rallies maybe 3 years ago, and I'm still amazed that this is going on right now when I would have expected it to kind of change up with the new president in office. What's going on over there, and why do you feel the attack stepped up? Do you feel that we never got past it? We didn't deal with something? What am I missing, and what are many other people missing?
Thank you for the question. I appreciate it. I want to just start out by saying, you know, the elders in my community will be surprised, too, that it hasn't changed. You know, my 73-year-old uncle who lives in Cleveland was born in Palestine before the state of Israel was ever established. And so, you know, what we're seeing today is not necessarily an escalation. It's a continuation of a Nakba, which means the disaster, which started in 1947. It's, you know, not lost on Palestinians that every few years, especially around Ramadan, you see an onslaught in Gaza. I think what's different about today, or the feeling that we're getting that's different, is that Palestinians have more access to share their stories. And so we're hearing about things like the ethnic dispossession of Palestine's Jerusalem, or what people are, you know, calling right now Sheikh Jarrah, which is a town in East Jerusalem, but not the only one that is experiencing the, you know, illegal eviction or the violent eviction of Palestinian families. Another town is Silwan, that's also experiencing something similar. And so, again, I think what's different is not the violence inflicted on the Palestinian people, but rather their ability right now to share their story, and the world is seeing it.
Wow, I can see that and feel that. Can you touch upon the violent eviction of Palestinians? Because that's what's going on. And you have to at least put it out there in realistic terms for people to understand and overstand. Talk to us about that, please.
Yes, absolutely. So from a real, like, basic perspective, what we're experiencing now is, or just to kind of give you a history, a little bit of a history lesson here.
Okay.
In a short amount of time. So Sheikh Jarrah, the Palestinians who are living there were refugees that were violently kicked out of their original homes in historic Palestine and replaced in East Jerusalem. And they've lived there for decades and decades since the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948 as refugees. And so this has been their home for a very long time. There are similar placement of a Jewish people in West Jerusalem. So what we're seeing now is that because the State of Israel wants Jerusalem as a capital, they are trying to remove Palestinians so that they can ethnically cleanse Jerusalem of Palestinians in order to claim it as central to Israel. And the people in Sheikh Jarrah are saying, no, you took our homes, you're taking our homes again, you're putting us nowhere, we have nowhere else to go, this is unfair. And probably what is most unfair of the situation is that the judge, jury, and executioner in this situation is Israel, the very people oppressing the Palestinians. And it's also true that the dispossession of Palestinians in Sheikh Jarrah is just a microcosm of the dispossession of Palestinians across historic Palestine, whether it be in Gaza or around the West Bank, illegal settlements that are being built in the West Bank, or even of Palestinians living in what is now Israel. So it's both in and of itself an important situation to pay attention to, but it really is only symbolic of the greater kind of issue happening in the country.
Wow. You said a lot, and I appreciate you for at least setting things up for us to get real history and a backdrop and a backstory. So I'm going to at least make this a little bit more personal from my perspective. What can a person like myself do? What can other people do to at least help with the situation? Or is there anything that we can do?
Yeah, so actually there's a ton that we can do, at least as Americans. And
okay.
If your audience has anyone in an international perspective, people from Western countries can do. That's actually really important. So as Americans, we send billions of dollars a year to Israel. Billions of dollars. The military aid alone is $3.8 billion, but actually it's much more than that, looking at the whole funding from the U.S. So as Americans, we're really complicit in what's happening to the Palestinian people because our tax dollars fund it. So the number one thing that we can do as Americans to say, hey, we do not agree with ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, and we also prefer to use that money for healthcare and education in the U.S. versus funding this occupation and apartheid state of Israel, if we could talk to our reps, we could say no more funding for Israel and sanctions against Israel. Because if it was any other country doing similar actions, we would sanction them. And part of that is because Israel has is actually acting illegally. So they have violated more UN resolutions than any other country. And things like settler colonialism, the settlements that are happening in the West Bank and the violence by settlers against Palestinians is actually illegal in international law. And they've been convicted of that in international court. So, again, as Americans, we should be saying, like, we want our tax dollars to go to things that benefit us, and this is not benefiting us. In fact, it's harming us and the people there. So, again, first thing we can do as Americans, demand our representatives stop funding to Israel and wage sanctions against Israel. Second thing that we can do, boycott, divestment, and sanctions is a nonviolent Palestinian resistance movement that calls for folks to end economic play with Israel. So companies that send money to settlements, again, illegal settlements in Israel, we just stop buying from them. Unfortunately, Ben & Jerry's, for example, is a company that we can just say no to because they send money to Israel. Other things like HP funds Israeli settlements, the laptop or technology company, and you can actually go to the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions website to get a list of complicit companies. And then the last thing we can do is ask any organizations that we work with, justice-minded organizations, to put out statements in support of Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions and say, you know, if we're doing any organizing, if we care about equity, if we care about justice at all, we stand with the Palestinian people to help amplify Palestinian voices and the Palestinian cause.
Okay. Well, can you please tell us certain upcoming things or rallies or anything coming up that we might be able to attend?
Yes, absolutely. So actually this Friday at 4 o'clock at the Free Stamp sign downtown, there'll be another rally in support of Palestine and solidarity with the Palestinian people. And I think what is a little bit different about this rally compared to the other ones were truly community events that were a show of support so that people in Gaza and people in Sheikh Jarrah and Palestinians worldwide can hear that we are with you. The event happening this Friday at 4 at the Free Stamp sign will include speakers and clear ways to hear the speakers so that people can also just learn about what's going on if they want to.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I can at least add on to this. I know that on Facebook it was put out, there was already something that was planned. It was called Let's End Childhood Lead Poisoning Rally and Press Conference at 601 Lakeside, the City Hall steps. But what I will say is that even though it was scheduled at 5, what I will make sure of is a lot of people will hold off on that until at least 5:45 to set it up, and at least by 6 o'clock through their press conference over there, so that myself, I'm blessed because of Brother Don Bryant, Brother Abbas. Mm-hmm. I have Palestinian scarves. So I will come down there early to join that particular movement at 4 p.m. at the Free Stamp, which is over on Lakeside, around East 9th and Lakeside. I will come down there to learn and show solidarity because one of my heroes, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said that an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And I look forward to coming down and learning even more and seeing how else I can be of service and do what we can to make sure that this stops. So I appreciate you for taking the time to call in and let us know the importance of what's going on so that I can at least be a better person to speak out in layman's terms. And before you leave, is there any sources or anything like that or community groups or anything like that you would like to let us know that we should check out or at least reach out to certain groups to be a part of?
Yes, thank you so much. And I want to say thank you for your show of solidarity and for making this space right now. I will say that here in Cleveland there are some folks who are organizing on the ground and an upcoming coalition of Palestinian supporters. So definitely keep an eye out for that. The Peace Action Network, the Interreligious Task Force, and organizations like that oftentimes amplify Palestinian voices and stand in support. And so I highly recommend that. There's also a local Jewish Voice for Peace chapter that folks should connect with and pay attention to. At a national level or an international level, organizations like the Adalah Justice Project, that's JADALAH, Justice Project, is a great source for learning more about the occupation in general and ways to support. And lastly, again, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. You can even Google that. They've got a great website with tons of information.
Thank you so much. May this movement be able to at least sustain itself very fast, and we can stop the atrocities that's going on overseas right now. Thank you for taking the time to call in.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem. We have other phone lines that I have to get to, so before I go to 216-235, I'm going to go to 216-255. 216-255, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Al. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for Shireen's very informative and passionate newscast, you know, her personal story and the history. I recently met Shireen at, you know, organizing one of the rallies. There was three rallies over the weekend, and now the three groups have unified for the Friday night rally. You know, not that they were divided, but they just felt the need to continue giving the message from Friday night out at Crocker Park, when, you know, there was over 1,000 people came out, Palestinian families, Palestinian-American families in Cleveland. And then again on Sunday, there was one downtown to accommodate people from all sides of town. And then again, there was over 1,000. And a spontaneous march occurred. And Al, you and I know that we've been in the street, literally
yeah.
in the street. And, you know, it used to be that Cleveland police weren't going to be as accommodating because, but guess what? I think we trained them because now
yes,
they blocked traffic
thanks.
For us with
mm-hmm.
no permit, right? We don't get it. People always say, do we need a permit? We always say no.
No.
because, well, for one, it would take, you got to go through a bunch of hoops, and it could take 2 weeks.
Thank
so,
you.
And too often this stuff is kicking off. You know, we have to respond. So
mm-hmm.
you asked Shireen a couple websites. If I could, I want to give ifamericansknew.org. Ifamericansknew.org. It even talks about the 1957 attack of a U.S. naval ship in the Mediterranean Sea around Israel. Israel bombed the ship and sunk it, and U.S. service officers died. And guess
mm.
what? That got swept under the rug. The USS Liberty story got swept under the rug. And that story is on there. It's like, how do they get away with attacking us and then breaking international law? And, you know, what do they got? Naked pictures of all the presidents? Come on. You know, this is crazy. Because every president, Democrat or Republican, goes along with it. And the Congress, too. So,
yes.
I mean, they got an immense lobbying effort. Okay. So, you know, the AIPAC and all that. But I don't want to get into all that at the moment.
I hear you.
I do want to get into this real quickly. I'm sorry to go on a little bit long. But also, let's think of this. The Ohio treasurer, Robert Sprague, I think it's Robert, Mr. Sprague, bought $105 million in Israel bonds last year, which is an investment in a foreign bond, which is considered a really risky and low yield purchase. So we're throwing money away down the toilet. We're throwing money away on a bad investment. Why can't we put $105 million into Cleveland? Okay.
mm-hmm.
Enough said there. So we need to get a hold of our treasurer, our state treasurer, who continues to do that. And, yeah, that's a whole other story. So the main thing on the attacks on Gaza right now, Israel is in violation of so many and I'll be brief. I'll just be another 2 minutes. Israel, President Biden said, Israel has the right to defend themselves. No, they don't. They have no right to defend themselves. Palestinians have the right to defend themselves against this occupier nation who's been occupying Palestine since 1967 and the Nakba, which is from 1948, which even goes 73 years, but the actual military occupation began in 1967 after that Arab-Israeli war, and Israel was dominant. So they might make made right, and they have no need to listen to international law. But as an occupier, just real quick, I looked this up on the Red Cross website, and it tells you what the responsibilities of an occupier army are. So for one, they do not acquire sovereignty. For two, it's temporary. For three, collective punishment is prohibited. Now, they broke the law on all of those. Collective punishment is going on right now in Gaza, because when you're bombing a civilian population as dense, with you've got 1.8 million people in that area, you know, the size of Palestine is really two-thirds of what Ohio is. So that's the total land mass of all of Palestine, including Israel. So you're talking Gaza. You got 1.8 million people in that area off the Mediterranean Sea, which is separated from the other side of Palestine. You can't be living in Gaza and going to the West Bank or vice versa. So in any case, they're being bombed now, and this is called collective punishment. So Israel is again in violation of this code, international code, for being at war, okay, right? So they're an occupier army. Also, they are not allowed to take any hostages. Okay. They're not allowed to take any property or transfer any property, again in violation. So many times with these thousands of new inhabitants in the West Bank, which is considered the Palestinian side of the 1967 border. Again, you can get this information on ifamericansknew.org. And then finally, cultural property must be respected. What? Israel has violated this again. Even on Ramadan, going into the mosque, the most holiest, one of the Muslims' most holiest sites in the world, and raising violence. You know, it's insane. People were injured by the Israeli soldiers violating this cultural respect law and religious respect law. Jerusalem is a universal city, is it not? Christian, Muslim, Jewish, but Israel Zionist entity state. And why do I say Zionist? Real quick, I'm sorry if I'm going too long. Zionist.
No, tell me. Break down the word.
Yeah, I mean, do you all understand that? And even Christian Zionists support it because they say when the Jews are in Israel, Jesus is coming back. So the Jews are in Israel. And yet Christian Zionists think that the Jewish Zionists are going to go to hell because if they don't convert, right, at the final moment,
yes.
Isn't that what's in the Bible? So they're friends for now, but they're not going to be friends later. So this is all so crazy. So it's not a religious thing anyway. I'm so sorry to even go off on that tangent, but in a way it is. So just because of the supporters look at it that way, and we have to dismantle that argument because it's a lot of crap. It's about land theft, and it's about massacres of indigenous people. Gee, did that happen somewhere else in our history?
Boy, did it.
<You know. laughs> So let me let that go. And one very last thing is BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions that Shireen was speaking of. Their website is bdsmovement.net. Thank you for the time. I love you, brother, and I'll see you Friday.
Yeah,
and
Friday
I bet you'd like
one
to speak. So, yeah, let's let the folks know that you'd like a couple minutes to speak. Would that be wonderful? Would that work for you?
It would be wonderful. There's a lot that we have in common. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank
no
you.
No problem. No problem. No problem, brother. My thing is, for those waiting on the phone line, we appreciate you. We're learning a lot this evening. I want to learn more, so I'll go to the 216-235. 216-235. You've been patient. How are you?
What's going on? Cool, I'm fine. You know, this is Major Chaps from Pride ENT.
Yeah, I'm looking at some flyers and stuff like that that has Major Taps and Almighty Effects on it. Brand new flyers talking about the African Museum presents All Walks of Life concert June 12, 2021 at 1765 Crawford Road, the time of 3 to 9 p.m. I see performers Suave Gotti, Major Taps, Almighty FX, LSD, Hurricane Bang, Pulse Points, Ronnie B, Sheriff Kilroy, Dolores Gray, Joe Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Cowboy, and vendors such as Tucker's Accessories, Ganalia, Fear USS Beautiful One, and many more. Talk to me and tell me what's going on, brother.
Okay, that sounds awesome. That's a big event, June 12th. A lot of huge artists in the land that's going to be out there. So everybody come out, show your love, support. In the meantime, I just want to put this on notice. My Facebook, you know, I put a lot of stuff on Facebook and things that make and stuff like that. But also,
right.
So my Facebook, I just want to let everybody know that my Facebook has been hacked. So I had to put together a new Facebook account. The reason being is due to the fact of a lady by the name of Latanya Weatherly. I'm going to say this again. Latanya Weatherly is a huge scam artist, basically, that brought me in this situation. Because you know about the PPP loans that was coming out?
Yes.
Right. So, basically, there's no more money in the PPP loans, because I found out. Shout out to Ms. Moon. Though it was a so-called cash grant. A falsely cash grant from SBA that Latanya Weatherly has been going around on Facebook scamming people, you know, for money and things of nature and stuff like that. Once I caught wind of it, because so happened, it had to be it was a SBA company. Basically, the organization that was like right up the street from me. So I went there and found out what was going on, and they were actually the official group company, whatever, and stuff like that. They told me that this basically was a scam. So once I addressed this issue to Latanya Weatherly, my Facebook was hacked. And switched over and changed and stuff like that. So a lot of people that's on my Facebook with the norm as far as with you know, I got like over like 600 like friends, followers and stuff like that. You know, though that account is officially faulty, is rigged. You know, I do have a new Facebook account up now. You still see my same face and everything, Major Taps. So far, the only person that has like this, requested my friendship is Stoney. So shout out to Stoney.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just getting everybody alert, you know, so nowhere
Thank
and everything.
You.
So, brother Sheriff, you know what I'm saying? When you see my Facebook page to everybody else, I done reached out to a certain of my, you know what I'm saying, a lot of my Facebook friends and stuff like that, that's on that page and stuff like that. So delete that page and get back on this new page and stuff like that. And we're going to be bringing some new things and stuff like that to you. But I just want you to get aware of these scams they got on this Facebook. They got the scam card Cash Flip. Then they got the SBA grant. Money scam. They got people over here posting up fake companies talking about that you'll get this back if you do this and whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like you put in your information and stuff like that. Yeah, like I'm gonna let y'all know. I got scammed almost over $1,000. Yes. I got scammed over almost $1,000. I was told that I would be receiving like almost $15,000 back, you know. Though that was not the truth at all. It's a bunch of faulty stuff going on. These people were really bold and got
right.
stuff, like punches and stuff like that. And all I gotta say is, like, at the end of the day, karma will really deal with, you know what I'm saying, will really deal with you and stuff like that for trying to, you know what I'm saying, put, you know what I'm saying, nonsense like that and stuff like that. Apparently, this has to be like a low life,
mm-hmm.
lame type of person, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, don't got nothing as better to do and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, you reap what you sow at the end of the day. I'm just letting everybody know that, you know what I'm saying, I do have a new Facebook page, and yes, this cornball person, like, you know, really, you know what I'm saying, trying to mess up my Facebook account within that nature and stuff like that. So, ain't nothing stopping for Pride of ENT. I still got views and, you know what I'm saying, streams on YouTube. You guys can check me on the YouTube. It's still Proprietor ENT TV on YouTube. And you also check out my brother Almighty FX, that has a huge following.
Yeah.
His ramen mixtape, you know what I'm saying, like seeing the young mixtape master, you know what I'm saying, young mixtape master doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have more music in store, plenty of that. You know, it's just this legal situation. Like, all your artists need to get this legal situation together and stuff like that. Yeah, you want to pursue this and stuff like that. I've been doing this, you know what I'm saying, for a while, you know what I'm saying, back and forth with, you know what I'm saying, other things and stuff like that. But music has always been my passion. So, you know, y'all just stay tuned in. You know, the EP, the Major Tef EP on the way. It was going to be an album. I had to switch it up. Yeah, Rising Tap EP is on the way. I'm letting y'all know it's on the way. We got plenty more material, you know what I'm saying? I want to hurry up in this Christmas project so everybody hear this. But we got plenty more material for y'all to listen to. So y'all just stay tuned. And Latanya Weatherly, you know what I'm saying? Like, they will find you. Like, you eventually going to get caught. Whatever you're doing and stuff like that, you're going to get caught. Whatever, they're going to find you. They're going to lock you up. And I ain't going to feel bad about it. I'm not even mad no more. I don't got to do nothing because I already know what the outcome is going to come out. You know, people, like, trying to do these old credit card fraud scams and stuff like, you see what that wound up with them. Even if you get caught. With this new thing y'all doing out here, y'all don't get caught. Y'all face all on social media. Y'all so dumb. Y'all so dumb and stupid. It don't make no sense. Y'all can easily be tracked down. Y'all don't realize that. You know what I mean? So, like I said, like, karma is my best friend. Real talk. Cause
right.
Karma always works. Because usually karma works usually in favor of me. Because I know I don't be out here doing, like, trash and garbage to people and stuff like that. And I sit back and see a lot of things and everything. Usually, when a person that's done wrong to me, you know what I'm saying, get effed up in a situation, like, damn, that must have been a past coming back on them and haunt them.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Latanya Weatherly, you're going to be what you sow. And everybody stay away from this woman. Like, don't friend her. You come at you on, you want to try to make some money or anything like that, or talking about I got a website where you know what I'm saying, get some extra money and everything. Don't fall into that. You know what I'm saying? And like,
okay,
it's a learning lesson for me. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So at the end of the day, y'all stay tuned. Like, yeah, hit up my new website on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be sending requests. Y'all see any requests back? You know what I'm saying? We'll talk though.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whoever got that that old Facebook email, y'all just, you know what I'm saying, disregard that, delete that out of your page and everything, and get hit to
the
new one.
I see it. Major taps. So I just added you in as a friend.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. For Prada ENT, I'm out, y'all. I'm love.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, he just gave you a warning. Please pay attention. You know, sometimes when they go to replay these shows, or you say, you know, you need to listen to the show, at least you can say you learned a few things and let people know that you all received a strong warning about Facebook scams. Yeah, you just have to pay attention to the fact that no matter what you do, there's always somebody, some low life, no good. I won't finish the rest of the statement, but it's always somebody worthless trying to get over instead of handling things the correct way. So at least I'm glad that Major Taps made sure to call out the individual's name and let you know there's so many scams out there. Thank you very much for that word of warning, brother. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time now, take a short break for a couple of minutes, play something for 3342 Music. I am not a rapper. I'll be right back after this.
3342.
Saturday at 12 noon to about 12:45 at CMHA Police Department, 5715 Woodland Avenue, as Scott Hawkins, whose son Arthur Keith was murdered by CMHA police, wants to fight for his son and son's memory at 5715 Woodland, 44104, for an official statement to be read, and he wants people to support his son's memory as more family members will be there to speak. Please be there and support the family. That's this coming Saturday. I also want to let people know that this Friday, again, we're talking about where we'll be. From about 5, we will gather at the City Hall steps, 5:45 to 6, there'll be a press conference, and then we might go back and join the Palestinian rally that's going on at the Free Stamp right next door. But it's called on Facebook the Let's End Childhood Lead Poisoning Rally and Press Conference, which is at 601 Lakeside Avenue, East Cleveland, Lakeside Avenue, in Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. So that is what's going on. I do know that if I don't get certain things out the way, we won't get into it. Ah, here's something else that I see. It's the Let's Discuss It with Lavelle Thomas, Councilman-elect Ward 6, Saturday at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Mitchell's Ice Cream. You can look at that Facebook and find out more about it. My thing is to be able to let people know some of what's going on so that if they choose, they can go out and be a part of it. Too many excellent things that are happening. I would like to at least take the time and just thank everybody. Here's what is happening. I'm going to give my, get on my 18-foot step ladder from my soapbox. I'll climb up on this ladder and say that the Ohio Attorney General's office says a demolition contractor should be fined tens of millions of dollars over a construction debris dump in East Cleveland that infuriated neighbors for years. Yep, a landfill. Closing arguments in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court concluded a couple of Wednesdays ago in a trial over ARCO recycling. Idea Streams, Nick Castell, updates All Things Considered, host Tony Ganser on the story. So in other words, you had Idea Stream, and then you had All Things Considered, and they were letting people know what was happening. I think the Idea Stream reached out, gave this story to The Plain Deal and others. It's ARCO purported to be a recycling operation for construction and demolition debris in East Cleveland. It took in debris from the raising of vacant homes in the area from 2014 until it was shut down in January of 2017. Now what neighbors in East Cleveland saw were piles of rubble virtually in their backyards. Attorneys for the state said the man who ran the show was a demolition contractor named George Michael Riley. Riley was also involved with a demolition business that received millions of dollars in public funding. Now, that's millions of dollars in public funding from the Cuyahoga County Land Bank to tear down blighted homes. Debris from a lot of those demolitions ended up at ARCO, and it cost the state $9.1 million to clean up this mess. And during the cleanup, the pile caught on fire. Actually, it caught on fire a couple of times before the cleanup. At the time, the state had looser rules for construction debris recyclers. So ARCO existed in what one county official said was a regulatory gray area. The Ohio EPA tried to work with ARCO, telling Riley and the company what they needed to do to make this a legitimate recycling operation. But the state argued at trial that ultimately ARCO was just an illegal landfill masquerading as a recycler. We told you here on this show. Art McCoy's radio program told you that. Many others told you. The neighbors said it. But anyway, Mr. Riley had a chance to operate the way that a facility is supposed to operate. Principal Assistant Attorney General Matthew Myers said at trial. But what he did instead was just keep on doing what he did, and that's to take more and more material and make the pile higher and higher. This was a con, apparently from a con man. This was not a business. The entire community got conned, which is what they said, except they didn't make any statement about him being a con man. Now, Raleigh's defense attorney said that there was an unusual position because Riley had missed deadlines to share witness list and evidence with the state. So he was actually barred from calling his own witnesses. His attorneys, though, at trial argued that he had taken steps to recycle the material, such as bringing in equipment he needed to sort it. They also tried to pin the blame on Riley's business partner at ARCO, who was also his girlfriend at the time, a former bank employee named Christina Bainan. The two of them had a falling out in the summer of 2016, and Bainan obtained a protective order against Riley. One of Riley's attorneys, Brian Halligan, said Riley had left ARCO before the state EPA shut it down finally in 2017. I submit that Christina Bannon was the one that was violating the laws, Halligan said. Wait a minute. Even if that was the case, before he left from 2016 to 2017, what about 2015 and 14? Anyway, at the time of the notice of violation in January 2017, Mr. Riley had been gone for 6 months. The Attorney General's office did sue Bannon originally along with Riley. She settled with the state and testified against Riley at trial. The state argues that Riley persuaded her to put ARCO in her name and even got her allegedly to cash out a retirement account to start up the business. One more twist to the story is that Riley is suing Bannon right now in Medina County, alleging she took assets from him. That suit was filed the week before she was set to testify against him. There was no jury, so the decision rests with Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Shannon Gallagher. She'll issue a written opinion on whether Riley should have to pay for the cleanup as well as additional penalties. She hasn't said yet when she will issue that decision. Meanwhile, neighbors had sued ARCO years ago. They won by default after the company failed to respond. When we took an in-look at ARCO in 2019, many people were still waiting for their money. Very, very interesting story indeed. Wow. Seems like I should have been on a bigger stepladder for my soapbox, but it is what it is. Also, shout out to Tamaya of Power Women. She was interviewed by Joe Pakinakis on News Channel 5 in depth. Could Ohio's cut of $300 weekly federal aid hurt some struggling families? As a matter of fact, for those who hadn't heard, some Northeast Ohio families are concerned that Governor Mike DeWine's decision to stop $300 in federal pandemic weekly unemployment aid to jobless workers could magnify their daily financial struggles. Hell, DeWine should be like, shit, the money's coming in from the federal government. Let it come through. But DeWine announced weekly federal pandemic unemployment benefits will stop on June 26th as Ohio joins several other states in rejecting federal unemployment aid. He believes the move will get more Ohioans back to work, stimulate the state economy, and help a growing number of employers who are reporting that they can't find available workers to fill thousands of jobs open statewide. A lot of those jobs haven't opened yet. But Lakeisha Tamaya Davis, who has dealt with unemployment and is currently helping dozens of mothers facing pandemic-related financial hardship through her Power of Women of God program, believes the move to cut federal benefits comes too quickly. For a lot of people, it will be kind of tough on them, Davis said. I believe they need to give people more time and check in and find out where they were employed and signed up for work. They should give people an opportunity, a longer length of time to be able to prepare themselves for what's coming. I want to at least thank the Power Women group for at least being a part of that story and having something to say. My thing is, it's very interesting. I'm not going to take up much more of your time. There's a lot of stuff we could talk about, such as the fact that when it comes down to it, I started this last week. This will only take 2 minutes. Taxpayers spend nearly $750,000 for public information officers who often fail to provide public records while blocking requests for interviews with Cleveland City officials. Our investigation, and I believe that came from Channel 5, Ron Regan, who investigated serious questions about Cleveland City government's openness and transparency, as they identified 11 city staffers earning $710,544 when relied upon by news organizations as public information officers, or PIOs, to answer basic questions about what city government is doing or arranging interviews and how it's spending money. Among them, Mayor's Office of Communications, 5 employees earning about $295,194. Public Utilities, 2 employees earning $167,699. Cleveland Public Power, 1 employee earning $79,227. Police Sergeant earning $103,477. Cleveland Hopkins Airport, one employee earning $64,947. Public records requests can take months, and in some cases more than a year to answer, and some remain unanswered. For example, a simple question to the Department of Public Utilities asking how much is being spent on an expensive Cleveland law firm to fight water customers in court took 8 months to provide an answer. More concerning requests for interviews with city employees are consistently denied. For example, on April 14th, they called PIOs for the mayor, police chief, and public utilities director. We kept requesting their help with arranging an interview, either socially distanced with masks or virtually via FaceTime or Zoom. Only a PIO with public utilities returned the call and eventually told them higher-ups at City Hall denied the request. Follow-up emails got nowhere as well. Instead, Mayor Jackson sometimes conducts Facebook teletown halls like the one in March where questions are required to be submitted and reviewed before they open. A few weeks later, the mayor hosted another Facebook Live on April 20th. And this time, the question again was set up, and the mayor insisted his communications department does not need any approval of the mayor to arrange interviews, despite a public utilities PIO explaining a week earlier that the request was in fact turned down by those higher-ups of City Hall. Mayor Jackson insisted he didn't know why any requests were turned down and advised, I'll say, News Channel 5 to ask whoever denied it. Anyway, the next day, April 21st, they resubmitted emails and requests for interviews, but heard back only from the police department PIO, who directed them to the Facebook Live link for the day before. A leading First Amendment advocacy group warns public information officers across the country and local, state, and federal government are part of a growing pattern of resistance to providing both access and information. It strikes the public as a cover-up, said Lisa Rosenberg, executive director of Open the Government. When you can't reach the people you need to reach and it destroys trust in government, making people think there is something to hide. Public officials are elected and paid by voters and taxpayers who expect open and transparent government. And as I leave out on that particular story, all I can say is that was coming from my 12-foot step ladder. Hey, I'm going to send this song out to the birthday lady, my Danielle Woods. Excellent birthday weekend. And it's not over yet. Look forward to celebrating your birthday tomorrow. This is from the CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist album, featuring Emax the Image, who sang and produced the record, and Sheriff Kilroy, who did some lyrics on it.
Yeah. Hey, hey, yeah. In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, little legs, light skin, no brown skin. She can be a little girl. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Won't you try to turn around, I'm handling my business, I'ma get you, girl, come to me, we can go all night if that's what you like,
well,
yeah.
In the club, looking for my girlfriend. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. Skin, a brown skin, she can be a little girl or a big girl.
don't care. Cause she's in my world, yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rayshawn said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republican. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
Happy birthday, Danielle. Peace.